Hi, this is Dave from LFS, aka Lummy Dave. I've been up here 23 years, working here in the boat harbor for LFS, and we all listen every day to KDLG, and we support it every year with their annual fundraiser, and I encourage my fishermen to do the same, and fellow vendors in Dillingham. It's a good cause, and it's on 24 hours a day here, so we appreciate all the fish and game reports and all the good music. We listen to it all day long, and we appreciate KDLG very much.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Every river but Togiak has met its escapement goals as of today, giving the biologists a chance to breathe that annual sigh of relief. But the Kwajak still has a long ways to go if she is gonna get there. Good evening, it's July 13th, Thursday. The total run is over the estimate now at 43 million sockeye. I'm Dave Benninger, very glad to be on board with you. Coming up, we have differing opinions on what's to come in the East, including this from ADF&G's Travis Ellison.
To me, it looks like the run's starting to taper off based on what we did or didn't catch the last couple of days. You know, if I thought Kwajak was going to be real strong through the rest of the season, I think we would have had higher catches the last couple of days.
Up at FRI's camp, Dr. Curry Cunningham has another view and believes that river's fish will arrive, and when they do, will take this run considerably further than the preseason forecast.
Well, I think it's pretty clear at this point that we're going to crawl up above the 50 million level, and if I had my nickel in there, it would be falling somewhere in the 52 range.
Plus, we have the last of the genetic compositions, and one skipper shares how a bum season can be when the paperwork is not in order. That's all ahead on KDLG's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
Support for KDLG comes from Pacific Seafood Processors Association. With members that have been buying, processing, and marketing fish from Alaska's commercial fisheries for over 100 years. More at pspafish.net.
For all the years that he spent chasing those fish around Bristol Bay, oh, well, it's corks and nets, it's soft line sets, it's the rumble of his diesel stack. It's the lines and the buckles, stiff in his knuckles, can't sit. The next one out, it's slamming reds, it's ripping webs and getting 2 hours of sleep a day. It's the aches and the pains and the fish and the game, and that's how it is in Bristol Bay.
That's how it is in Bristol Bay and at KDLG. If you value what you hear, help us stay on air. Donate to the 42nd annual KDLG Fund Drive by calling 842-5281 or visit our website, kdlg.org, and click the orange donate button.
It's the tides and the winds, it's the gills and the fins, and that's how it is in Bristol Bay. Bow, bow.
Support your listener-funded public radio station today. That's KDLG.
You're going to be hearing that one for years to come, I'm sure. Let's begin tonight's program with a summary of the numbers. The total run to Bristol Bay in 2017 now stands at 43,006,000 fish. That is over the preseason forecast of 41.5 million, but within the range that they average by. Total catch yesterday was 1,785,000 fish. The cumulative catch so far this season is 27,536,000 sockeye. That's just now above the preseason forecast harvest of 27.47 million, forecast issued by the state. 1,080,000 sockeye were counted as escapement at all the counting projects yesterday. Season passage is 14,700,000 fish, and there's an in-river estimate of 820,000 over on the east side. Broken down by district, Ugashik with another big day, 421,000 sockeye landed on Wednesday. Cumulative catch there is 3,160,000 fish. Escapement past the Ugashik Tower on Wednesday was 87,200. Season total escapement to the Ugashik River, 632,100 fish. That is comfortably inside the escapement goal range of 500,000 to 1.4 million for Ugashik. Paul Solomon has an in-river estimate of 200,000 fish. The total run to Ugashik is 3,991,000 out of a preseason forecast of 5.4 million. Igigig District Fleet hauled in 432,000 sockeye yesterday. Season total catch is 8,853,000. Igigig Tower counts slowed down just a bit, down to 16,600 on Wednesday. Season total passage on the Igigig River above the goal range, 2,378,000 fish. In-river estimate of 20,000 as of this morning. Total run to the Igigig District is now 11,252,000 out of a preseason forecast of 10,650,000. Naknek-Wheatjack fleet catch on Wednesday, 615,000 sockeye. Season total harvest there so far stands at 5,165,000. Looking at your counts for the east side rivers there, Naknek with a bit of a bump, 56,000 fish, bringing the season total on the Naknek escapement to 1,510,000 out of a goal range of 800,000 to 2 million. Kwijak River had a nice push, 374,000 yesterday. Season total as of this morning was, or through midnight, was 1.97 million. That went over 2 million today, and that puts the Kwijak River inside the escapement goal range of 2 million to 10 million fish. There's an in-river estimate of 600,000. And the Alagnak River Tower, 260,000 counted yesterday. Season total escapement on the Alagnak is 1,512,000 fish. We'll have more analysis about why the Alagnak is there and counting tomorrow. We've been encouraging some of those responses from some of the folks responsible for getting it back counting. Total run to the Naknek-Wheatjack District through midnight yesterday, 10,760,000 sockeye out of a preseason forecast of 16 million. Nooshigak District fleet catch was 298,000 on Wednesday, cumulative catch of 10,138,000 fish. Your counts from the west side rivers, Nooshigak River sockeye, 72,300 past the tower, past the sonar. Nooshigak season total escapement, 2,679,000 fish. Wood River counted another 176,000 sockeye yesterday. That brings the season total passage on the Wood to a staggering 3,553,000 up into the Wood River lakes. Igushik River Tower counted 34,500 sockeye yesterday. Season total escapement to the Igushik River, 385,000. Out of an escapement goal range for the Igushik of 150,000 to 400,000 fish. It's coming up towards the top end shortly. And the Nooshigak District count in rare territory here, rarefied air, I suppose, 16,754,000 sockeye, continuing to inch its way into territory that may not be touched for some time as the all-time biggest run to the district. Togiak fleet landed 19,000 sockeye Wednesday. Season total catch there, 221,000. Togiak Tower crew that we heard from yesterday logged 4,700 sockeye on Wednesday. Season total count at the Togiak Tower, 28,000 fish. And the total run to the Togiak District is now tallied at 249,000 sockeye out of a preseason forecast of 660,000. Again, the Baywide catch on Wednesday was 1,785,000 fish, and the season total run so far is 43,006,000. The average sockeye per drift delivery posted yesterday. Ugashik still up on top. Hope to hear from some of the fishermen there. Sounds like it's been going well for you a little bit later than expected. 1,498 in Ugashik. Igigik posting 1,250. Nooshigak, 921, Naknek-Wheatjack, 612, and Togiak, 169. Let's look at the allocations first for Ugashik. The drifters with 90.8% of the harvest, Ugashik set netters, 9.2%. Igigik drifters, 87.5% of the harvest, Igigik set, 12.5%. And Naknek-Wheatjack drifters with 68.8% of the harvest, Naknek set 17.9, Kwijak set 13.3. In the Nooshigak, drifters 77.2%, Nooshigak set 17.2, Igushik set 3.2, unspecified 2.4, and Togiak listed as 100% unspecified. Let's look at the permit and vessel registrations, starting with Ugashik. Today, 363 permits registered to fish as of 2 p.m., going to 409 in 48 hours. That's on 276 vessels going to 309 after the wait, 87 D boats going to 100 D boats after the wait. Igigig permits as of 2 p.m., 367 drifters there. No changes indicated today. That's on 273 vessels, 94 are doubled up. In Naknek Kwejak, 603 permits registered as of 2 p.m. Another 30 will be after the wait. 503 vessels going to 527, 100 D boats going to 105. Nushigak had 274 permits registered this morning, or as of 2 p.m., losing one. That's on 217 vessels, losing one, 57 are doubled up in the Nushigak district. And Togiak has 43 permits registered on 43 vessels. Baywide fishing today, 1,650, climbing to 1,724 after the transfer period. That's on 1,312 vessels, going to 1,368. 338 D boats fishing today. The last set of Port Moeller genetic stock compositions were issued today at 3 p.m. This is for the Port Moeller catches from July 9th through the 11th. 190 sockeye were analyzed out of the total of 251 fish. On top of the board, in descending order here, your genetic stock composition was Ugashik, 45%. Number two, Igigik, 18%. Number three, North Peninsula, 14%. Number four, Naknek River, 10%. Number five, Kwejak River, just 5.2%. Number six, Nushigak, 3.5%. Number seven, Alagnak River, 2.3%. Number eight, Igushik, 2%. Fractions to the Wood River, Togiak, and Kuskokwim. Again, in descending order, Ugashik 45%, Igigik River 18%, North Penn 14%, Naknek 10%, Kwejak 5%, Nushigak 3.5%, Alagnak 2.3%, Igushik 1.7%, and fractions to Wood, Togiak, Kuskokwim. Genetic stock compositions for the July 9 through 11 catches at the Port Moeller Test Fishery. That is your daily run summary for Thursday, July 13th on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Back in a moment.
Support for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from Deep Sea Fisheries Incorporated, working to provide top-quality Alaskan seafood with a commitment to sustainable sourcing. Serving Bristol Bay salmon fishermen with the Big Creek Fisheries Shore Plant since 2008. More at deepseafisheries.com.
Glad to have you stay tuned in to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Catch this show nightly at 6, 10, and 2 a.m., at least through Sunday. We might wrap it up then. Send feedback to fish@kdlg.org and 907-842-5281. It's been great to hear from so many of you this season. Well, at some point today, the Kwejak Tower counted the 2 millionth fish go by of the season. There are some 520 boats registered to fish in that district, so we figured this is a pretty good time to get the latest from area manager Travis Ellison. So looking at the numbers today, Travis, it seems like every river that is counted, except for Togiak, which is always a little bit later, has now met its escapement goals, and that came down to your Kwejak.
That's right, Dave. That's always a relief to see the minimum met. It kind of took us most of the season to get there, so it's especially relieving today.
Some genetics just came out today. Off the top of my head, the Kwejak component was not very big. It was down in the single digits. Do you have any concern that it's just not going to show up like it was expected to this season, or do you think there's still a lot of fishing time over the next 4, 5, 6 days, a week?
So is the million-dollar question, and yeah, to me it looks like the run's starting to taper off. Based on what we did or didn't catch the last couple of days, you know, if I thought Kwejak was going to be real strong through the rest of the season, I think we would have had higher catches the last couple of days. And it seems like yesterday most of what we caught were on the Naknek side, and Naknek's still looking really strong. We had 90,000 up the river from midnight to 2 p.m. today. So it's kind of interesting to look at the genetics and see 10% there. And if there's any volume of fish there, it looks like Naknak might have some legs. And we'll see about Kwijak, but I don't see it making up what's missing there to make it all the way to forecast.
All right. What are you hearing from your fleet? I've noticed you've been extending them as you get the numbers, giving more fishing time and keeping them in both sections there. Is that working? And what else can you do at this point other than just open it wide open?
It seems to be working. I think I'll continue doing that throughout the EO period, which is only three more days. So, and then, you know, 9 a.m. Monday, we'll go on to the fall schedule. And, you know, fishing two tides a day, seems like a lot of fishermen aren't even fishing the entire time that's open. So I haven't heard any complaints of not enough fishing time.
All right. Travis Ellison, Eastside Manager for Naknak Kwijak with the State Department of Fish and Game. Travis, good to talk to you today, and hope to see some more fish come that direction and inch its way towards a preseason forecast. I know a lot of guys are banking on it, so I hope that happens. But thanks for the update.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good one.
What will I do if you say we're through? I need you to stay, honey. Don't let it end this way.
This is Pat Owens, Friends of KDLG board member. Starting with a BBRSDA grant in 2008, KDLG was able to produce the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report and air the show 3 days a week. For the past 3 years, KDLG has expanded the coverage and production of the Fisheries Report to 7 days a week, hoping the fishermen, processors, and others would value the extra effort and respond with additional financial support to the station. We would like to thank Icicle, Ocean Beauty, Leader Creek, and AGS for allowing their fleet to make donations to the Pounds for Public Radio campaign this week. For the other processors, it's not too late to participate. Fishermen, call your processor and ask them to allow you to donate on a fish ticket. I would also like to thank Silver Bay Seafoods for keeping the Fish and Game announcements on the air by being the exclusive sponsor this summer. If you value the Fisheries Report, we need your financial support this week. Call and make a generous donation to KDLG. Call 1-800-478-1670 or 842-5281. Thanks and good fishing.
And thank you, Pat. And a reminder that AGS is taking Pounds for Public Radio donations today. AGS drift and permit holders, drop off some pounds on for KDLG on those fish tickets. Icicle and Ocean Beauty taking that all week long. And Leader Creek is doing so tomorrow. Please help us out with a donation of some pounds that should come back as dollars from your very generous companies. Wesley Overback of the fishing vessel Nashim had some trouble this season getting the permit signed over from a previous owner. He's now missed out on the season entirely, but is still looking for a permit holder to lease from on this late date. KDLG's Nick Shalino caught up with him at the Dillingham Boat Harbor today to hear a story of a raw deal.
Well, I came up to buy a boat, found a boat for sale, so I flew up with the boat owner to come and check out the vessel to purchase it, and we found it in disarray and neglected and ran down from previous lessees that have used for the past 5 years, I guess, and so the boat was pretty much in a liability situation. And he offered it to the boatyard owner, and the boatyard owner refused it because of the liability, and then he offered it to me also for free, and but because of the ability to work on the boat myself and to take care of these things, I accepted the free offer. So it turns out that the transfer and everything went through just smoothly, and I was also going to purchase the Bristol Bay Drift permit from the same man. And all the papers were already done and completed except for the final notarization. And those were expected to be done the following day. And at that time, a third party, his son, called me up and intervened and basically said that he was going to be taking over the business from that time on and not to talk to his father any further, and then proceeded to try to extort an extra $10,000 from me before he would allow the notarized signatures to be sent forth, finalizing the transfer of the documents. And so basically that held up the whole entire season. And by that delinquency right there, or by that negligence, and so the documents that I had in the transfer of the boat were not notarized, and so come to find out that a notarization was required. And so receiving the document from the Coast Guard that needed to be notarized, it did not get transferred over until just a few days ago. And the permit document never got transferred over, so that completely stopped us from having a season whatsoever. And so my word of advice to anyone out there that transfers a boat or is given a boat for free, that if the boat is over 28 feet long, you must have a notarized signature and you will avoid a lot of hassles.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible by generous support from Bristol Bay Native Corporation, following a Fish First policy to sustain and promote the economic and cultural value of wild Alaska salmon in the Bristol Bay watershed.
Thank you for keeping it tuned right here. The show on KDLG is primarily designed to relay data and analysis to help you fish smart out there. As Port Moeller wraps up, transfer times are waived and managers start taking their weekends off again. We run out of things to relay and need to start winding it down ourselves. That's what our next guest says for his operation, too. Earlier, I called Dr. Curry Cunningham at FRI for his weekly analysis.
Yeah, that's sort of where we are. We put out our last report last night, and you know, the thing that everybody seems to want to know from our end is sort of what's left to come and where it's headed.
Let's talk about just that. Dr. Curry Cunningham at FRI Camp Alecnagik UW, thanks for coming back on the program. And what is the analysis? What is left to come? What say you?
Well, thanks for having me back on. You know, at this point in the season, I think our biggest question that we're dealing with is what are we likely to see in the future? Obviously, you know, through yesterday, we've seen 42 million fish arrive inshore, and so we're ahead of what we saw last year. We'd seen about 29 million, and in 2015, about 30 million fish arrive inshore. So we're pretty far ahead in that point. And, you know, both Nushagak and Agagic districts have bypassed our preseason forecast, largely, it appears, as a result of higher-than-expected 1-2 production. So that's production of fish that spent 1 year in the lake and 2 years in the ocean. You know, when we look at what's left to come at this point in the season, our best forecasts are based on what we've seen in terms of catch and escapement and the proportion of each district's run we've traditionally seen by this point in the season.
Okay. Port Moeller stopped fishing a couple of days ago. They had that kind of, I don't know, they sort of cautioned that it might be an odd number of fish on that last day. And then well, maybe you can just sort of dial in travel times. I suppose most people want to know mostly, is this Kwejak component still on its way?
So it's best we can tell. There's two things right now. One of the things we look at is the pattern in district-specific Port Moeller indices, and they're informative with respect to arrival timing inshore. And one of the interesting things we see this year is that while predictions for inshore run timing for Agagic, Nushagak, and Ugashik districts seem to be on time to about 1 day late, for the Naknek-Kwejak district, our best estimate is somewhere between 3 and 4 days late, suggesting that those fish are still on the way. You know, overall, it appears this year the Naknek-Kwejak district as a whole is likely to come in under our preseason forecast. However, given what we've seen in terms of the genetic composition of fish out there and indices in recent days, it seems like the bulk of what's left to come, or at around 46% of it, is probably bound for the Naknek-Kwejak district.
All right. And so if you say under forecast, you don't mean that thing will shut off today or tomorrow.
No,
it just may be a
not.
Little shy of its forecast. I think like it was last year, right? It came in just a little bit under?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's come back briefly to those 1-2s. We don't talk a lot about the age class of fish on this program because it begins to get a little bit too numerical, I think, for anyway. But what would you tell to the average fisherman out there about where these 1-2s, what happened here? Where did they all come from, and why so many?
Well, so on the west side over here, obviously we've seen the Nishkiak District as a whole and all components, it seems like, go right past our preseason forecast, and that's largely borne on the back of more higher than expected returns of the 1-2 age class. So these are fish spending 1 year in freshwater and 2 years in the ocean. Now, there's two reasons we have expect to have seen that. One is that you just had higher survival, and in terms of forecasting, you saw a higher number of the 1-2 age class per 1-1, or their fish of the younger age class that returned 1 year earlier from the ocean.
When this season wraps up, I understand you've published your last report for the season, but when all is said and done, what do you want to explore about the data set that was collected this year or gaps in collection that you'd like to see expanded when you talk with your colleagues scattered around here between Fish and Game and BBSRI and other folks? What questions need to be answered?
Well, I think there's several interesting questions. One is, why we saw this much higher production of 1-2s, particularly here on the west side and Igigig as well. One of the components is that our preseason forecasts are largely based on the idea that the maturation schedule or the probability that a group of fish is going to return after 2 or 3 years at sea is sort of fixed over time. And what we're seeing is that may not always be the case because of the environmental conditions fish hit when they enter the ocean and whether it's sea, their actual maturation schedule may shift over time, which influences our ability on the preseason forecasting end. So that's something we're working very hard to address. The other question, I think, is how we get a better handle on variability in run per index or the number of fish that arrive inshore per fish caught out at Port Moeller. You know, there's several things that can influence that. One, we know, is generally the age or size of the fish. Two ocean fish are slightly less likely to be caught out there versus three ocean fish.
Mm.
So in years like this year, where we seem to have high RPI for all the districts and extremely high RPI for the Nooshinggak and Naknek-Quejack districts, you know, the question is, one, is it influenced primarily by the size of fish or the catchability of fish or the distribution of fish along the transect?
Mm.
If we simply see a larger component of returning fish out beyond station 14 at some point in the season.
Interesting. All right. So more run coming is the estimation from FRI. What if you had to bet a nickel, would you say this run will sing its last on?
Well, I think it's pretty clear at this point that we're going to crawl up above the 50 million level, and if I had my nickel in there, it would be falling somewhere in the 52 range.
Really? All right. That's a lot of fish yet to come.
Indeed.
All right. Dr. Curry Cunningham, if we don't speak to you again, it's been great having you on this program this year and today as well, and I'm sure that we'll check in with you in the off season though, but thanks so much for this.
As always, thank you very much for having me.
And it is a hot summer night out there tonight. No messages to pass along to the fleet tonight. In some sports news, Venus Williams will face Garbin Muguruza of Germany in the final round at Wimbledon. A win would be Williams' sixth title at Wimbledon. Tomorrow morning, Sam Querrey will face Marin Cilic of Croatia in the men's semis at that tournament. Your marine weather forecast before we go. Bristol Bay waters tonight, west 15, seas 3. Tomorrow, southwest 15, seas 3. Tomorrow night, west 15, seas 3. And Saturday, winds out of the west to 10 knots, seas 3 feet. From Port Hyde to Cape Sarachev, tonight, variable 10, seas 2. Tomorrow, west 15, seas 3. Tomorrow night, west 15, seas 4. And Saturday, variable winds of just 10 knots, seas 4 feet.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is dedicated to covering the most dynamic salmon fishery on planet Earth. It's made possible with the generous support of our underwriters, listeners, and you, the fishing fleet, who can donate pounds on your fish ticket tonight if you fish with Ocean Beauty Icicle or AGS Leader Creek tomorrow. With help from everybody here at KDLG, I'm Dave Benninger. Good night, good fishing. We look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
You're listening to KDLG Dillingham, AM 670.